Vlogger Spotlight Chelsea Bear. I'm Chelsea Bear, a content creator based in Tampa, Florida. I was born with cerebral palsy, which impacts the way I walk, and I use a mobility scooter part-time. I earned a bachelor's degree in communication from Florida Gulf Coast University in 2015, and worked in public relations for more than 7 years before shifting careers to social media. Growing up, I always felt that conversations around disability didn't need to be uncomfortable, and that's why I began sharing my story online. While my platform unexpectedly began to gain traction in the early days of the pandemic with content related to my disability, how I adapt, breaking down societal stigmas, dating, cooking, fitness, lifestyle and more, my content has continued to prioritize those topics while also evolving over the past couple years to focus on accessible travel. A lot of things used to intimidate me because I didn't know what was possible navigating the world with a physical disability. Social media has given me a platform to become the representation that I, and so many others, needed. Today I leverage my background in communications and passion for opening up dialogue to document my experiences of navigating the world with a disability. Your best travel experience. Traveling with a disability requires a lot of planning and research ahead of time, and sometimes accessibility still can't be guaranteed until you're physically there. That said, some of my best travel experiences have been when I go on a trip put together by a company that specializes in accessible travel, because it significantly reduces the amount of time and energy I need to put into a trip in advance, and they have the local knowledge and connections to guarantee accessibility. Some of my favorite experiences have been with Wheel the World to Costa Rica, and most recently to Switzerland with Claire and George. Domestically, Washington, D.C. is one of my favorite cities to visit because there are so many accessible things to do, and I've always had positive experiences with public transportation and my mobility scooter. Sometimes the hardest part about traveling with a mobility aid is finding accessible transportation. That said, road trips have to be one of my favorite ways to travel. Subaru's Mobility Assist program, which provides reimbursement and helps qualifying owners get necessary vehicle modification due to medically recognized physical disabilities, enabled me to get an external scooter lift installed to my Subaru Forester Wilderness, and having my own adapted transportation with me has made exploring the places I'm visiting so much more accessible and stress-free. Subaru itself is all about adventure, and with an adapted vehicle that is designed for safe travel, I feel more empowered than ever to go new places and try new things. Some of my favorite road trip destinations are to Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Savannah, and Charleston. Your worst travel experience. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of negative experiences with car services while traveling to new cities or even where I live. My mobility scooter can come apart, fold into four small pieces, and fit in the trunk of a car if needed, but I still always order an XL vehicle when using my mobility scooter to ensure there's enough space. I've experienced discrimination more times than I can count from drivers that cancel the ride once they see my mobility scooter, even though they transport people with large luggage or strollers all the time. It's always disheartening when that happens, but I try not to let it impact my overall experience. While sometimes calling a car service or local taxi is the only option, I try to schedule accessible transportation in advance to avoid experiencing discrimination. It's usually a more costly approach, but it helps me feel safer and more comfortable, especially if I'm by myself. This is a huge reason as to why I prefer road trips with my Subaru now when possible, as it decreases the need for me to deal with situations like this because I have my own reliable adapted transportation. You must return to places there's so many. Most recently I had the best experience traveling around the country of Switzerland. Not only was accessibility on my mobility scooter wonderful, but the landscapes, people and the cities themselves were so diverse and incredible. It reignited my passion for travel, and I'd love to go back one day. Additionally, I'd love to go back to Edinburgh, Scotland, Scottsdale, Arizona, New York City, San Diego, California, and Chicago, as well as spend more time exploring national parks around the United States, including road trips through the beautiful Pacific Northwest or the Great Smoky Mountains. Travel and/or equipment advice to ensure safe, comfortable travel. I always make sure to pack a bag that is easy for me to get to, whether it's a carry-on bag for plane travel or a smaller bag to be up front for a road trip, with any travel essentials related to my disability. This bag usually includes my mobility scooter charger and any outlet adapters, my Theragun Mini to help with muscle tightness, medications, and vitamin supplements. It's important to keep the things you cannot go without in your possession and easily accessible while traveling. I've also begun traveling with an orthopedic pillow when possible to help reduce neck pain in different places. Beyond material things, I'm a firm believer that a successful trip is all about mindset. Things won't always go as planned, especially traveling with a disability, so it's important to be able to adapt in some situations and not let it ruin the entire experience. And always remember, you should never be afraid to advocate for yourself and your needs. What future changes do you hope to see in the world of accessible travel? Improving transportation for disabled travelers is definitely the number one priority. Of course, I'd love for all restaurants, shops, activities, etc. to be fully accessible, but if you can't physically get somewhere, none of those other things matter. Plane travel for wheelchair users is incredibly challenging, and it is my hope that in my lifetime there are more streamlined processes for people to safely travel with their mobility devices. Beyond flying, leaders across the tourism industry need to keep the topic of accessibility at the forefront of every conversation. Whether it's advocating for public transportation to commit to accessibility or including disabled travelers in marketing materials, disability representation and inclusion needs to be continuously prioritized for there to be change. The more we're part of the conversation, the more the world will adapt to include us. It is my hope that all disabled travelers will one day feel empowered to travel without fear, and that accessible resources become status quo across the industry.